Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Buffalo Sabres beat Philly 5-4 last night to close out the season.
Here's Alex Tuck playing it across. Bernard Docker gaining the Flyers line. He'll continue a play down. Here's Tuck in front, scores! Great feed, Alex Tuck! And the Rick Martin Memorial Award winner makes it 1-0.
There it is, 5-4 final score, and that is it for the season. Another notable night. It was 900 wins for Lindy Ruff.
Wow.
So, big night for Lindy. Nice milestone to hit. Talk to me when we get to 1,000, buddy. That'd be good. So, that's it for the Sabres season. And did not make postseason. And that's kind of a record for how many years they've gone without any playoff action. Let's turn this ship around, is all I'm saying. Over at the Bills, Tre'Davious White is back. Has agreed to a one-year, 6.8 million dollar deal. Anybody with a Tre'Davious White jersey, very happy. Wear that thing to the games of pride as you'll be able to watch Tre'Davious do his thing. The cornerback rejoining the Bills after agreeing to a one-year contract, tapping out at 6.8 mil. Player's agent talking to the Associated Press on Thursday. That should be fun. A driver of a high-speed chase, Niagara Falls police officer shot that person. Officer's been placed on administrative leave. That's kind of procedure while they investigate. So this thing started in Niagara Falls, kind of ended up another part of the city. Right by Talk of the Town Videoes, that's where a lot of police surrounded this car. It looked like the car had crashed out and was not drivable. Mm-mm. Officers approached the stopped vehicle. Then the person driving the car started to drive toward them, you know,
oh, no.
To run into them. That's when an officer opened fire. Driver was taken to ECMC with non-life-threatening injuries. So there was an investigation. A lot of police activity that closed off. That's one of the little roads you get off to get to the outlet mall. But
right.
It was not near the outlet mall. It was on the other side of the highway from the fashion
scary.
Outlets. Yeah, scary. Florida, different story. Guns involved. 2 people died. 5 wounded. A shooting on the campus of Florida State University in Tallahassee. FSU. A 20-year-old student taken into custody after being identified by police as the gunman. Turns out he's stepson of the sheriff's deputy in that county.
The stepson? Said the deputy's
stepson. Mm. It turns out the deputy's service weapon was found at the site of the shooting. The handgun may have belonged to his mom, said one of the reports of the shooting. And so, very tense moments and scary moments on the campus of Florida State University. Other news this morning, Tate McRae getting over to music now. Tate McRae facing a lot of criticism because she's got a collabo coming out with Morgan Wallen. Morgan loves to collabo with people that aren't in country music. You know, like he did a big song with Lil Durk, right? So Wallen announced collaborations on his album. He shared one of the songs. He's doing one with Post Malone again. He's going to be working with Hardy, Eric Church. But the Tate McRae name stands out. And a lot of his fans are having trouble with that. How dare you step outside the realm of country music? Yada, yada, yada. I guess the proof will be in the power of the song. His album comes out, I think, next month. So there should be a new song with him and Posty as well out today. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:22.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.